If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
You turn on the TV and hear about a sensational superfood. It can help you control your cravings, eat less, and get the body of your dreams. It's super rich in vitamins and minerals. And if you've ever tried sushi, you've already had this superfood. It's seaweed. Number one, it's good for your gut health. Up to 75% of seaweed's dry weight is pure fiber. That's way more than you can get from most fruits and veggies. You need fiber for proper digestion. There are some healthy sugars in seaweed that help the growth of good bacteria. They also produce fatty acids that feed your gut cells. Brown seaweed also has a substance that generates the gut mucus. Number two, it can help you lose weight. The fiber in seaweed slows down the digestion of food. It contains very few or no calories at all and makes you feel full for a longer time. It means you won't snack on some fatty junk food and can wait to have a proper meal. It can help reduce your calorie intake. In one experiment, it has lowered fat absorption by a third. Number three, it protects your body's cells. Free radicals are bad for your health since they damage cells, cause illness, and speed up aging. Seaweed contains the antioxidant vitamins A, C, and E, and also flavonoids and carotenoids. These superheroes protect your body from free radicals. Number four, it's super rich in vitamins and minerals. Seaweed is full of iron, copper, riboflavin, and many other beneficial minerals. The protein found in two of its types, spirulina and chlorella, has all of the essential amino acids. Also, there are omega-3 fats and vitamin B12 in seaweed. Even if you sprinkle just a bit of it on your food, you'll still enjoy all those benefits. Number five, it keeps your hormones in balance. Seaweed has the superpower of absorbing huge amounts of iodine from the ocean. And without this nutrient, your thyroid gland won't be able to produce certain hormones. These hormones are super important for controlling growth, level of energy, and repairing damaged cells in your body. When your body can't produce enough of them, you might see changes in weight or feel constantly tired. Number six, it makes your heart stronger. High cholesterol is one of the major causes of heart problems. Seaweed can reduce its level. Also, it has carbs in it called fucans that prevent blood from excessive clotting, which is dangerous for your heart. Number seven, it keeps your blood sugar level in check. A pigment in seaweed turned out to be beneficial for people who have genetic insulin resistance and are more likely to have issues with high blood sugar. Another substance in seaweed called alginate lowers the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. Number eight, it can make your hair look better. Seaweed is packed with collagen. It's responsible for hair recovery and thickness. Plus, vitamin A and C and zinc in some types of seaweed can speed up hair growth. Number nine, it helps you eat healthier. You wouldn't have seaweed with a burger or french fries. It goes much better with vegetable stews, tofu, salads, and stir fries. So, by adding seaweed to your diet, you'll have to choose food that your body will thank you for. Before you head to the grocery store to stock up on seaweed, remember that too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Include seaweed in your diet, but keep it reasonable. There are seven common edible varieties. Ogonori, this type is also called sea moss. It's dark purple and usually either pickled or used in salads. This ingredient is also popular in the Caribbean and in Hawaii, where they put it in poke bowls. Ogonori is used for the production of agar agar, which is a vegan-friendly counterpart of gelatin. You can get ogonori in dried strips or powder and make jellies, puddings, and custards with it. Kombu, you can get this brown seaweed in dried, wide strips. The Japanese use it as a seasoning for sushi and as the main ingredient of a clear but flavorful stock called dashi. If you can find it in powdered form, make yourself a cup of trendy Japanese tea, kombucha. Nori, the most recognizable type, usually comes pressed into dark green or black thin dried sheets. It's used to make sushi rolls or as a snack. Dried or toasted nori sheets can easily become soft and mushy from moisture in the air. That's why you better keep them in airtight containers. Wakame. This seaweed is a bit sweet and has a silky texture. That's why it's perfect for salads. It's also one of the key ingredients of miso soup. Wakame is mostly sold dried and salted in vacuum packs. It expands greatly in size during cooking, and if you overcook it, it'll get slimy. Dulse. This one looks a lot like red cabbage and is unique because it tastes like bacon. It was first grown by researchers in 2015. Since then, several small farms have been successfully cultivating it. This seaweed gets a meaty flavor when cooked and has double the nutritional value of kale. Normally, it comes in dried or whole leaf form and sometimes in powder or as seasoning mix. Sea lettuce. This dark green and leafy seaweed is perfect in raw form for soups and salads. But if you decide to cook it, don't overdo it or it'll taste bitter. The easiest way to make your fave dish more interesting is to sprinkle cut up leaves of sea lettuce on top. Umiburo. It's also called sea grapes, and it's one of the few seaweed types that are sold fresh. Umiburo has a long stem with tiny clusters of bubble-like leaves. When you eat it, the tiny clusters burst in your mouth like caviar. Here are some super easy seaweed-based recipes for you to try out. Seaweed mayo. Add any powdered seaweed to your regular mayo and stir well. You just got some healthier alternatives to your usual spreads and dips. It tastes great on sandwiches and with chips. Seaweed smoothie. Take 1 tablespoon of dried wakame seaweed, 1 tablespoon of flaxseed, 1 chopped frozen banana, 1 chopped apple, and a cup of almond milk. You can also add a few scoops of vanilla protein powder. Blend all the ingredients together and your seaweed smoothie is ready. Oatmeal with seaweed. Take a saucepan and heat some butter in it. Then add oats and cook until they turn golden. Add 2 cups of water and put the lid on. When the water starts boiling, set the heat to low and cook for 10 to 15 minutes until the oats get tender. When it's ready, drizzle it with soy sauce, sesame oil, sesame seeds, chopped spring onion, and parsley. In the end, crush 1 toasted nori sheet on top of the dish. Seaweed chips. Mix a 1/2 teaspoon of brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon Japanese mustard, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger in a small bowl. Take 5 to 6 sheets of roasted seaweed and brush one side with sesame oil. Sprinkle the mix from the bowl on the oiled side. Heat a nonstick pan over high-medium heat until it gets hot. Toast each side for about 10 to 15 seconds. Shape the seaweed into small pieces as you like, and voila, you're done. Cucumber and wakame pickled salad. Put 2 tablespoons dried wakame seaweed in water and leave for about 10 minutes. Drain the seawater and squeeze the seaweed until it's nearly dry. Slice 2 to 3 cucumbers into thin pieces. Stir them in a 1/4 teaspoon salt and let them sit for 5 minutes. Mix 3 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1/4 teaspoon soy sauce, and a 1/2 teaspoon sesame oil together until the sugar dissolves. Add vinegar mixture and 1 teaspoon sesame seeds to cucumbers and wakame and mix well. Your salad is ready to be served. Include any of these dishes or plain seaweed into your diet every day, and you'll notice positive changes after 1 month.